We're joined with Bobcat Girls Tennis Head Coach John Fiskus. After another incredible win last night, you guys now move to 11-0 on the season, and you guys are the Iowa Alliance Conference champions. So, Coach, first, how's it feel to be 11-0 and conference champs?
Oh, it feels wonderful. We just had a great season going so far, and we got some tough matches still coming up before we get into regional play. And looks like, you know, we'll be very competitive in all those. So you never know. Maybe we'll go the whole regular season undefeated. And that's always a good goal to have, and hopefully we'll meet that.
Yeah, a couple things you've raved on throughout the season this year is the depth of the team and the doubles that you guys have. That's continued to roll here throughout the season.
Yes, that's one thing that we've worked on is our doubles, and we can still get better. As always, most coaches say that. We've been pretty dominant, especially at the 4 and 5 doubles teams. We've haven't had too much of a challenge, really, and that's been very surprising and also excellent for the team to score in the way we score six singles and 5 doubles team score.
So I know we've got districts coming up here, and it's a little bit different because it's not as many matches throughout, right?
Right. Well, we have individuals is what we have starting Monday, May 6th, and we are hosting for the fourth year in a row because we do have the best courts in Iowa, we feel. We got a good group of teams that are coming in. There's 6 teams that play, and we're one of the 6. The other ones are Ames is coming over from our conference. Fort Dodge and Mason City are also from our conference, and we've beat those 3 teams. And then we have Cedar Falls, who's been a real nemesis for us for a long time now, anyway. And they'll be here, and Waterloo West is a ranked team in the top 10 in the state. So we got a couple of good teams there that would be a great challenge for all of us. And so we get 2 single players that would play in that day, and we'll have 2 doubles teams that will be competing on that day. And we do not know until later this week where we'll do our team tournament that will start next Friday on the 10th. So we'll find that out later on this coming Friday. And that usually happens when we're at Ankeny at our triple dual day.
All right. I guess I didn't realize that the individuals and the team were separated by days there. So I think, though, with the teams and the districts, you don't go as deep, right?
Right. You only get 6 players.
So you talked about your 4 and 5, and I think you highlighted Ellie Hughes and Rachel Jones recently. They've kind of been dominating in that 4 spot. So will they then see action at districts?
No, they probably will not be seeing action at districts. I'm still thinking about possibly they could come in for a team because I could have them play at number. I could move them up at 3 for team, but that's just something I think about in the next 48 hours.
Yeah, it's something that's probably a little, you know, nice to have, but also creates some tough decisions down the line. You kind of got to run with the hot hand then, right?
Well, yeah, that's what I've been kind of doing all season. I've learned from other coaches and myself playing that it's best just the coach sometimes just stay out of the way and just let things go the way they are until you have to change something. And, I mean, why you can't fix something that's not broken. So right now we're just kind of cruising through things.
Did you feel that this season, could you kind of feel it building year after year leading up to it, or is this a little bit of a surprise to you?
I kind of felt that before the season, at the end of last season, I told my assistant coach, Chad Spear, that I go, we could be very, very good next year because we have some good athletes coming up, and I know some of the girls are going to work on their game over the summer, and some even got in this winter and played, but we still need to be more competitive, I feel, in the off season. We got athletes that are pretty good right now. So they're just able to play tennis. And that's good. And so I'm still trying to be very humble about it. I don't want to get too excited. And so it's kind of been paying off. So I'm just kind of downplaying it all. And it's been very successful.
So last question for you, Coach. Is there any, maybe you've talked about the doubles a lot, but is there anything else that really stands out about this team?
I think just how they go out and compete. We get behind in a lot of matches, and then we just come back and win. And we see that almost at least one girl or basically does that in singles. She gets down, and then she'll come back and rally and come back maybe in a third set tiebreaker. Or even up at Mason City, we had a girl that was behind most of the match and talked to her, and she turned it around and ended up winning late in the game. And just because we just expect that. And So I think it's resilience that the girls have.
Yeah, a lot of mental toughness too. So, well, I wish you guys good luck to finish out your season and coming up on Monday for those individuals. So good luck to your team here, Coach.
Well, thank you, Zach. And be hoping to talk to you on more successes later.
Awesome. I will be looking forward to that.